Well, I'm not proud of this at all, by any shape or form. You've got to imagine, there we are at Euro Disney. You've got Mickey Mouse up on this lovely-looking fountain. There's a queue of, you know, kids with their autograph books. And I've got my two there, 5 and 7. And we stood there, and this French woman came up, put her hands on my two kids, shoved them backwards, and pushed hers in front. Well, the wife started on her. It was too late. I'd already seen it. And it was like the red mist. And it's frightening, really. I went over the top of her. I got my finger up her nose. And I have...
Hang on a minute, Steve. Sorry. You stuck your finger up a French woman's
nose. I've got my finger stuck up her nose, and I am really reading to the right act. her husband's come over.
Why did you stick your finger up the French woman's nose?
I was just living. You know how you're wagging your finger? Rather than just wag it at her, I poked her up the nose with it. I was gone. And what made it worse was when her husband came over and he decided he wanted to defend her. Well, I'm now chasing him up the main street in Euro Disney because I was going to kill him. It took me about 10, 15 minutes to calm down. And it wasn't half as I thought. I think that was a bit over the top. The language was horrendous. And we had to leave. If we weren't asked to leave, we just had to leave. Pure about my embarrassment. I lost it big time. How dare anyone put their hands on my children and push them out of the way? It was just... It was frightening to think what I may have done.
This French woman, she was obviously wanting her children to be ahead of yours, which, OK, that's a rude thing to do. And I think most people would be very angry if anyone else put their hands on your children. But for you to then stick your fingers up her nose...
it was literally right up the end of her nose, and it was like I had gone. I completely had lost it. So as my wife said, I've never seen that side of you before in my life. I'd gone, lost it. And if it had been the male that had done it, it'd have probably been laying on the floor. It was that bad. And it's actually frightening. Seriously, laughing aside, it's frightening to think you can go that bad.
You chase a Frenchman through Euro Disney.
Didn't he? I know, yeah. I'm thinking it wasn't to laugh, and you think that was probably a bad idea, really. Because you're not really in the best place in the
How far did you chase him?
Oh, only about 200 yards because I'd lost Puff by then, and it was like, he was going. He should be in the Olympic Games because he was pulling out on me. He was going.
He must have been terrified. He had nothing to do with it.
And he's come over, and he's like, you'll have some of it as well. Because I thought, no, I can have you rather than have her. So you're getting it now. He was going, God.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Needless to say, we haven't been back to Euro Disney.